Thank you. I just wanted to come back on the reference to recent appeal decisions. If you look at paragraph 6.3 of the report, they're referred to, and the fact that they're not considered comparable to this case. One at Church Farmhouse, Missley Heath, which members should be familiar with because we bought the proposal for four dwellings, which was approved following that appeal decision. Missley Heath's got a good bus service very, very close to that site, and is also has a draft settlement boundary, so isn't comparable. The 2 St Osyth Road East appeal decision, officers agreed that that was a socially sustainable site because it was much closer to the existing settlement and services, so it wasn't refused on those grounds. So none of those appeal decisions are considered to be relevant. There's also reference to policy QO1, which again relates back to the fact that we haven't got a 5-year housing land supply, and that's why we're considering this application against the three strands of sustainability and the fact that it fails the social dimension of sustainability because it's so isolated from any local services or facilities or easily accessible public transport links. Thank you.
Right. Councillors. Yes, Councillor Fairley.
Thank you. Can you just clarify as to whether this is, does it count as a brownfield site?
You can see from the photographs here, the rear of the site is undeveloped, but you've got the buildings here associated with the touring caravan use. But because it's a small touring caravan use, it wouldn't have needed planning permission. You can get a certified site from Camping and Caravan Club for up to 5. So it's not something that needed permission and can be carried out on various sites subject to their requirements. So technically it is previously developed, it's got structures on it, but again it's unsustainable, so the fact that it's got structures on there wouldn't outweigh the unsustainable location.
Other councillors? Councillor Hughes.
The fact that, pardon me, isolation was mentioned, well, 1,000 yards or so is hardly isolation in my view. If it was 1,000 miles it might be. These certified locations are not always a good idea, and many have given the game up. And since this is a brownfield site, I would move that we approve this application.
Further councillors, further questions? In the absence of further questions, I've got a proposal. If there's nothing further that you wish to comment
I'll
on.
I'll second it.
To get a debate, right, good. I would normally, before I take the vote, go to Head of Planning to see whether she has any comments. Yes, or Alison, yes.
Could we just discuss conditions if you're moving approval? If you have a look in the representation section under paragraph 4, environmental health are saying there's potential presence of land contamination, so I'd recommend the standard contamination condition. Environmental health have got no objections subject to those three conditions there. And as it's an outline permission with all matters reserved, everything else, the detail of the layout, parking, materials, appearance, would all be dealt with under the reserved matters application. So I'd say the standard time limit conditions and the conditions to cover contamination and the three conditions recommended from highways.
Right. Further points, if none? Yes,
Reluctantly, I have to agree with the officers. I do think this is outside. I think this, by having this development here, it sets a precedent, and it could be, you know, the farmer could come back and say, well, I know there's, it's not a true, is it a true brownfield site? That's what I'm trying to get the measure of. I mean, would it be considered a brownfield site? You were saying that there's been a building on it, but does that turn it into a brownfield site?
Brownfield sites are previously developed land, basically, so you can see it, there are structures on there. It's obviously a low-key use, but the argument can be made that there's structures on there currently.
So would that prevent the farmer or whoever the landowner next door using that as a precedent to develop again next door, or would they, could they use it as a precedent?
If members go against the recommendation and approve the application, then you're saying that it's a socially sustainable site. So then, yes, you'd be saying the same for all of these sites around here that are in the same situation, basically. Mm.
Thank you.
Right, nothing further. Just draw to your attention para 1.3 in the summary, which does point out, and has been expressed already, that this is outside the development boundary, both in the 2007 plan and the draft local plan. So it is out in that sense. Well, no further comments, in which case I shall take the proposal, which is that it should be granted. Those in favour, please show.
Five.
And those against, please show.
Six.
So that application is lost. Right.
Do we have to vote again? We need another mover and a seconder for
we do,
approval.
Yes. Yeah. So we need a proposal now that the opposition, so that it is prove that it's lost. We've said that it doesn't get acceptance.
So
you'll propose it. And
no, I was proposing
that second to that one, yes. Do I have a second? I'll have another second.
Fairly.
So then we need a vote on those voting now against acceptance. Please show. And those four. Same again.
Five.
Yes, so this application is refused. Thank you. Right, we now...